Apple announced new products and upgrades Wednesday. Tim Cook, chief executive of Apple, reported that 97% of customers said they were satisfied with the new Apple Watch. It was launched in April, and Cook said Apple is looking to make the watch even better. New updates to the watch include new watch faces, features called complications, time travel, and transit for maps. Complications show battery life, temperature, calendar appointments, and other information on the watch face. Third-party complications can update flight information and news reports. Time travel allows the user to see weather or calendar events in the past or future. Apps will be able to show videos and use the watch's health sensors. For example, iTranslate, a new app coming to the watch, will be able to translate spoken words into other languages. An app called Airstrip allows doctors to see patient data in real time. Pregnant moms can see and hear their baby's heartbeat. Apple is also introducing new styles of the Apple Watch, including an Hermès version. Hermès is an upscale French company that has been in business for 150 years, mostly in leather goods. A less expensive sport model will be available in gold and rose gold. New models are available today in 24 countries. The price is the same as earlier models. Watch OS 2 will be available September 16th. Cook called the iPad our clearest vision of the future of personal computing. He said the iPad Pro was the biggest news in iPad since the iPad. The iPad Pro has an improved display and processes information faster than earlier iPads. For comparison, the iPad Pro performs faster than 80% of new portable PCs, according to Apple. The iPad Pro is larger than other iPads. The screen measures 12.9 inches, or 32.8 centimeters, and has more capabilities than other models. The Pro comes with a full-sized on-screen keyboard and an optional smart keyboard. Apple also introduced a stylus called the Apple Pencil that senses force, pressure, and tilt. Apple demonstrated how the iPad Pro can use Microsoft Office apps. It also showed new Adobe apps for iPad Pro. The apps can be used with pencil features. iPad Pro will be available in November. Pricing: $799 for 32 gigabytes, $949 for 128 gigabytes, $1,049 for 128 gigabytes with cellular. Apple Pencil is $99. The Smart Keyboard is $169. Apple introduced a new generation Apple TV. It will be able to run apps and use Siri, the voice feature that speaks back to your questions. The wow feature of the Apple TV may be how Siri finds and navigates videos. You can command Apple TV to find recent kids' movies or classic James Bond movies. Siri will search iTunes, HBO, Netflix, and Hulu to show viewing options. While watching a movie, you can ask Siri, "What did she say?" The video will skip back 15 seconds and add closed captions. The Apple TV remote has been upgraded with a touchscreen. It is easier to follow menus, apps, and videos, Apple said. Gaming has been added to Apple TV. The remote can be used as a controller of video games. You can start your game on your iPhone and continue playing it on your Apple TV. Other new features include sports statistics shown at the bottom of the screen. You can shop for clothes or a home using apps on the Apple TV. Apple TV will be available in over 80 countries in October and 100 countries by the end of the year. The price is $149 for 32 gigabytes and $199 for 64 gigabytes. Apple introduced the iPhone 6S and the 6S Plus. The phones come in a new rose gold color. The phone size remains the same, 4.7 inches or 11.9 centimeters for the 6S and 5.5 inches or 14 centimeters for the 6S Plus. The phones are powered by chips that work faster. Connecting to networks around the world will be easier. These phones have 3D touch that can tell the difference between firm and soft touch. 3D touch is used for new gestures, such as peek and pop, that work with apps. Faster chips and 3D touch give iPhone 6S and 6S Plus owners more options in gaming. You can control games using 3D touch and see more advanced graphics while you play. The camera has been upgraded to take larger 4K videos with a 12 megapixel EyeSight rear camera and improved sensors. The front camera has been upgraded for better FaceTime and selfie images. The phone uses the screen as a flash, so you can use the front camera in low light. The phone has a new feature, Live Photos, that turns still photos into brief videos by adding a few seconds of video to each photo. Price with a 2-year contract for iPhone 6S is $199 for 16 gigabytes, $299 for 64 gigabytes, $399 for 128 gigabytes. The price for iPhone 6S Plus is $299 for 16 gigabytes, $399 for 64 gigabytes, and $499 for 128 gigabytes. The phones can be pre-ordered September 12th. They will be on sale September 25th in the following countries: Australia, Canada, China, France, Hong Kong, Japan, New Zealand, Puerto Rico, Singapore, UK, and the US. By year end, the phones will be available in over 130 countries with over 400 carriers. For VOA Learning English, I'm Jill Robbins. Now it's your turn. What do you think of the new Apple products? Write to us in the comments section.